Before we get into the Assembly's conversation, I want to backpedal just a bit to the Citizens Task Force. That was the group of seven Sickens appointed by the local Assembly last year to study the budget gap and propose solutions for closing it. Their recommendation was to raise the mill rate, but offer a tax break in return, something that would make Sitka more affordable. They called it the grand bargain, and the Assembly embraced that idea.
There's so many people that are struggling with the high cost of groceries here.
I've talked to a grandparent who sits in the dark because she's worried about her electric bill.
That's Mayor Mim McConnell and Assemblyman Tristan Gavon. In the spirit of the grand bargain, the Assembly considered two ordinances that would essentially return property tax revenue to citizens. One proposed removing the sales tax on groceries. The other suggested subsidizing the electric fund to keep rate increases low. The Assembly has been getting a lot of emails on the merits of both. Here's McConnell.
I keep going back and forth. It's like every time somebody says something, oh yeah, good point, you know, and it just is like back, I feel like I'm on a ping pong table.
Let's take this ping pong metaphor a bit further. The biggest lob on Team Grocery is the immediate cost savings. At their last meeting, the Assembly determined that on paper, removing the grocery sales tax would save households more money. But Assemblyman Stephen Eisenbeiss countered that if electric rates increase next year, that cost savings may be moot.
I don't believe any of our local grocery stores would absorb a 20% increase in their utility bill, in their power bill specifically, and not in some form pass that on to consumers. So while I would agree with your facts initially, I think over the long term, the electrical subsidization actually would save more money.
The Assembly has subsidized the electric fund before, by $1.5 million last year and $1.6 million the year prior. Gavon recognized this boost may need to continue to keep rates manageable.
The usage continues to decline, so it's kind of that spiral we could go down into if rates continue to go up and up and usage continues to go down and down.
That's the current trend in Sitka. People aren't on the electric grid to the degree they need to be. Earlier in the meeting, Utility Director Brian Bertacci gave a presentation on future rate increases. Given the current budget, if electric usage in Sitka remains the same, rates would have to increase by 18%.
And based on a decline, and in the last couple of years we've seen a decline in overall capacity and usage, we're looking at a 20% increase in FY18 to have no subsidization for the electric fund.
For many on the Assembly, the prospect of a 20% increase is to be avoided at all costs. Deputy Mayor Matthew Hunter reasoned further that stripping the sales tax away could even hurt the city.
So many people buy groceries for their boats or tour businesses and other such entities during the summer months that we're going to lose out on revenue from visitors. That's a great reason.
Which he got in emails from citizens. Other citizen emails took this logic even further and asked the Assembly, why not put all the money towards the budget gap? At the outset of the meeting, Eisenbeiss spoke to that option.
You know, what are we really trying to do here? Are we trying to close a budget gap, which we see on another spreadsheet is once again at $2.5 million? Or are we trying to shift around the burden? I believe there's merits in both of those, but we're trying to close a budget gap here.
This third option of letting the property tax stand on its own hung in the air throughout the whole conversation. But ultimately, the Assembly returned to the foundational idea of the grand bargain that in order to get something, you have to give a little back. Here's Bob Petruski.
There are so many competitors for every single city dollar out there that I think that we're doing the best service to the people of Sitka by saying we are going to pay our debts first. We're going to take care of that first. That debt is not going to overwhelm us. It's not going to drive businesses out of town. It's not going to drive people out of town. We're going to take care of the debt. And that's why I think we should go in this direction.
And that clinched it. This desire to offer Sickens something concrete in a financially uncertain time. After voting down the grocery ordinance, the Assembly unanimously approved the electric fund ordinance. It would go into effect on July 1st, should citizens approve increasing property taxes. And that's a question that will only be answered at the polls next month. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.